My name is Mark Magallan. I work here at Clifford's Car Care. I've been here for 13 years. I started in this trade in 2000 when I went to Houston Community College. I went in for Associates of Science in Automotive. I graduated in 2002 with my associates. I always liked cars since I was 13 years old, I think I started. Back in the day, they had, when they had the mini truck in, and the hydraulics. The culture I'm from is low riders and big speakers and boom boxes. I was fascinated by that. With my wife, she knew I had to buy tools, so she supported me for at least 7 years. I paid no bills. I just bought tools and tools and tools and tools to the point where I had enough so I can do my job right. Now she's retired. I take care of everything now. I have two boys and a little girl. Anthony works with me. Here in the shop, he works up front. He's a service rider. That's fun, seeing my kid every day, working with my son. But he thinks he's the boss because he works up front. I have a middle son, will turn 18. He's autistic though. Even though he's 18, he's only 4 years old. And then I have a daughter, she's 5. That's fun. Daughter is fun, I don't care. I guess from a dad's point of view. The reason I come to work is Clifford's a good man. Clifford gave me a chance when some people probably wouldn't have given me a chance. He seen something in me that he knew I could go far. I guess he's just talking to me. And when I got hired with Clifford's, Clifford didn't tell me where the building was. I called Cliff on the phone. He had a letter, a paper, ad in the paper. I called him. He said, yeah, come here. I got training. When I called him, he said he had training the next day for me to meet him at the college. So I was like, fine, I'll meet you there. He didn't tell me where, he just said, go to the college, this Houston Community College, and I forgot what campus it was. And I said, okay, fine. And then he was like, well, I want you to come by the shop and we'll talk. Well, he didn't tell me where his shop was. I had to find his shop. I had to get on, I got on the internet, found Clifford's spot. I drove here the day before, so I knew I wouldn't be late trying to find a place because I live downtown. And talking to him, I guess he liked me enough to give me a chance, and I've been here ever since. I see Cliff as a father figure. My dad passed away a few years, about 15 years ago, and Cliff pretty much, I think, took his spot. I was still young. I was 28. I'm over 40 now. Cliff, he nurtured me, he trained me, because I was still fresh. I knew a lot of stuff, enough stuff so he could hire me. But I learned his ways of treating the customer right, make sure we do everything right. I enjoy coming to work every day, especially now that I have my nephews here, my son's here. I work with Ricky. I've been knowing Ricky for forever, 13, 14 years. So he's almost like a brother to me. We still have our ups and downs, like family, but I think I wouldn't go anywhere else here. Everything's family orientated. Since my son is autistic, I do have to take time to take him to the hospital or doctor every so often, about 4 times a month, and they have no problems with it. They give me that some days I come in late because the bus doesn't pick them up, and they don't give me no grief. So I think, I don't know how many other shops would do that, but so I come to work every day happy that I'm glad I have this job. I think it's because we work on German cars a lot, or I do anyway, is that when I fix a problem, that nobody else couldn't fit, that is happy. That's good. I'm happy. Because some of them, even the dealer don't. They couldn't figure it out, and I'll figure it out. Our normal customers, they come by and they see us. They come and they shake my hand with a smile. They see me on Thanksgiving. They see me for Christmas. They're happy to leave their car with me because they trust me. What I'm going to tell them is going to be right. Once you become a customer, I think you'll like us. We're to the point where you'll trust what we tell you. You know we're not going to screw you around. When they leave the shop here, they'll know that their car is not going to leave them stranded. They're going to be confident that we fixed it right. When the guy down the street couldn't figure it out, that I'm the guy they call. Hey, can you figure it out for us? We did this, we did that, and it did not work. That's who I am. I'm Mr. Fix It. Yeah, I'm the other guy in Atascocita. Clifford's is the shop to come to if you own a German car. We come highly recommended. Other shops bring their cars to us. So I figure we're doing pretty good. I'm Mark McGallen. I'm your German car surgeon.